The Dancing Faun by Paul Bryars, starring Alison Steadman as Kate, with Peter Howell, Anne Fairbank, Paul Hertzberg and David McAllister.
For as much as it hath pleased Almighty God of his great mercy to take unto himself the soul of our dear brother here departed, we therefore commit his body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, worth a detour? It's like an art gallery.
More like one vast painting. The whole church, one great canvas. Hardly a wall that isn't painted.
The natural light, of course, is very effective.
What? Haven't you noticed? We're in a church, right? So what's missing?
I'm not with you.
There's no stained glass. You can see out of the windows.
Oh.
Personally, I prefer it like this. I suppose if you're overlooking some dreary little suburb, stained glass is all very well. With a view like that, right across the Sussex Downs.
It's rather odd being able to see out of a church. I've always felt shut in.
They say the original glass was blown out by a bomb. You couldn't get stained glass during the war. But quite honestly, I think one of the Bloomsbury group took a sledgehammer to it so it wouldn't detract from their precious murals and spoil the effect. I shouldn't think even the Germans would want to bomb a church in the middle of the Sussex Downs. Even if they thought Virginia Woolf and the whole lot of them were in it. Mind you, I don't know.
They used to ditch them.
I beg your pardon?
The bombs. Just anywhere. Because of the fighters.
Kate, you are so precise at times.
Why did they paint the whole church like this?
The Bloomsbury group? Well, they all lived down here in those days. I expect it to appeal to them. It's the sort of thing that would. Virginia Woolf drowned herself near here, did you know? In the river. See? Come and look out of this window. See where those trees are? There's a river there. In 1941, she put a load of stones in the pockets of her long woolly cardi and just walked in.
God. Good Lord. What's the matter?
How very odd. Outside, in the graveyard, see?
It's a funeral. Well, they do happen in graveyards, you know, occasionally.
They must have just come out of the church. We must have just missed them. Let's get out of here.
Well, you're very sensitive all of a sudden.
I'm a very sensitive person. I just cover it up well.
Where are you off to?
Out. I feel funny about it. Anyway, we'll be late for the auction.
What now? Janice, what's wrong?
That's very odd. That man over there, away from the others, by the gate.
Which one? There's two of them.
It's Edward Stratton.
Who?
Edward Stratton. The MP. Don't you ever read the newspapers? He's just got a job in the cabinet. Or he's going to be offered one or something. It was in the papers.
Oh, that Edward Stratton.
What can he be doing here? He's watching the funeral.
Bloke with him's a bit of all right.
What?
That bloke standing next to him, the young one.
I wonder who snuffed it. Must be someone with a bit of oomph to bring old Stratton here. He's not exactly at one with the great unwashed. Not Edward.
I didn't know you knew him.
He was a customer of mine.
Really? Was that in the papers too?
He collects political cartoons.
Oh.
18th century mostly. I've sold him quite a few. Come on, let's go and ask him.
Janice, where are you going? Janice, you can't just barge in like that. It's a funeral. Janice! Hello?
I'm sorry? Good God.
Edward, what brings you here? No one close, I hope.
What on earth are you doing here?
I came to look at the murals inside the church. Edward, you all right?
The mural?
The ones the Bloomsbury group did during the war.
Oh, I see. I thought for a moment... I'm sorry, you rather took me by surprise.
No, it's my fault. I shouldn't have butted in.
Not at all. No, it's just a neighbour. An old man. No one close. did a spot of gardening for us. Last respects, you know. We only live a few miles from here.
I know.
Of course you do. I'm so sorry. My PA, Stephen Walters. I don't think you've met Miss Langham. Janice Langham.
Hello.
Miss Langham's an art dealer. Miss Langham has sold me some very nice prints in the past.
My God. I think, sir, it might be better if we left now.
Yes, I suppose. Very embarrassing. I'm sorry, Janice.
Shall we go, sir?
Thank you.
What's going on?
I've no idea. Didn't you see that woman by the grave? She just went berserk. One minute she was just standing there, the next she starts picking the flowers all over the show and screaming blue murder.
She seems to be taking it out on the curate now.
She was screaming at him, at Edward. I saw the look on her face.
Well, perhaps she's just upset.
I wonder who she is. He went quite grey, did you see?
Who?
Scuttled away like a startled rabbit. That other chap just bundled him in the car and away.
Well, who's dead anyway?
Oh, I don't know, his gardener, I think he said. Let's go and look.
Okay.
Well, she certainly took a dislike to those roses. What does the card say?
With love and sorrow, Edward
Stratton.
Well, it could be some other Edward.
Oh, Catherine, of course it's Stratton. Your mind, all logic and no imagination.
What does the other card say?
I'm just looking. Left this one alone. Just says, rest in peace, Yvette.
There's a lot of us about.
What?
With no imagination. So who's Yvette?
The jilted lover, left at the church door by Edward Stratton. And the stiff was, let me see.
The village idiot.
Oh, you made me jump.
Morning, ladies. That was a rare old scene then, eh?
Yes.
Do you know what it was all about?
No idea.
Who did you say he was?
Him down there. That were old Mike Galen. You're not one of the mourners, then? No, didn't think you was. Didn't know that many ladies. Just the one poor old sod.
The one who did all this screaming and shouting?
Aye. Right, little madam. One like her is enough for any man.
And he was her husband?
Old Mike, like Ellie was.
Who was he? He, then?
Well, see that big house over there? Through the trees? That's her place. He lived in the lodge to the side.
Mike Galen. And what's Edward Stratton to him? A friend or a relation?
Oh?
Edward Stratton. Didn't you see him?
Oh, I'm sorry, young lady, you've lost me.
He doesn't read the papers either.
The man by the gate, the one she was shouting at.
Oh, it was him she was shouting at, was it? No, can't say as I've seen him before.
Well, you knew this fellow Galen, then?
Everyone knew old Mike, you know, in a manner of speaking. And no one knew him at all.
Are all grave diggers philosophers?
Was he an old man?
60, perhaps, 65. Have to wait till they puts up the old marble. We'll all know then. But he were a bit touched, you see. A bit soft in the head.
What did he die of?
Well, between you and me and the tombstones, it was the bottle.
What?
The bottle. Excessive alcohol. And her tongue, I expect. That can't have helped, old bugger.
Oh, what? Oh, her tongue. Who was she, anyway?
I assume you are speaking of Miss Devrax, her ladyship.
Devrax?
Or Devreux, or Devereux, or however you pronounce it. Foreign name, I suppose.
Is she foreign?
Not as I know of, just a bit posh-like.
And what was she to him down there?
What she was to him, and him to her, is now between him and his maker. Him, up there. Now, if you'll excuse me, madam, you're standing on my shovel.
Gone to the gentleman in the yellow shirt. Thank you, sir. If you'll just give your name to Miss Humphreys here. And lot 87, ladies and gentlemen, is a very fine Victorian carriage.
Janice, have you seen lot 92?
92. Two cameras, one Taylor Hobson, one Gandalfi. Approx 50 glass negatives. Numerous photographic prints.
I've been looking through them. They look rather good. Come and see. The prints are in a bit of a state, but the glass negs seem to be all right. And what you can see of them in this light. Street scenes, mostly. I mean, down and outs. And see, looks like a demonstration of some sort. Angry 30s. And this one looks like Germany.
Or Austria.
What are the necks like?
Oh, they seem all right. Is it a find?
Well, they must have been taken by a professional.
Worth anything?
Hard to say. The prints aren't, but if the necks are okay... It depends who took them. Lots of things. But it's all good social history. Have you seen anyone else looking at them?
Oh, no. But they don't exactly grab you stuck in an old cardboard box. It was the cameras I was interested in. I could do with a good cheap camera.
Oh, yes. Thinking of taking up photography, are we?
No, I was going to scramble eggs in it.
Poor Kate. Always the same, isn't it, at the end of an affair?
What are you talking about? Janice, I've just about had enough of you for one day. First you gatecrash
a
funeral.
No, but it's true, isn't it? Whenever you get the old heave-ho, it's off to the nearest sports and recreations emporium. You've been through more hobbies than I've had hot dinners. Last time you broke up, it was windsurfing, and look where that got you. 10 feet off Brighton Beach and a cold in the crutch.
It was cystitis. And anyway, I didn't get the old heave-ho, as you so gently put it. I gave it to him.
Well, you can have the cameras if I get the pictures, for the price of lunch.
Lot 92, two cameras, one Taylor Hobson, one Gandalfi, in perfect working order, and additionally approximately 50 glass negatives and numerous photographic prints. A collector's item, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm starting at 100. Thank you, sir. And 20? 120, I'm bid. And 150? 110? Thank you, madam. £200, sir. £200 I'm offered, madam. And 20, thank you, madam. And 250, sir. £250 I'm offered by the gentleman there. Madam, no. And at £250, going. And thank you, sir. And if you'll just give your name to Miss Humphreys down here.
Shit. £250 for that lot. Bloody ridiculous.
Did you see who he was?
No, but he's a bloody fool, whoever he is. They're not that good. Oh, blast, I knew exactly who I'd have flocked them to, and with a bit of arm twisting, I'd have screwed 300 out of him.
Janice, it was the man at the funeral. The one with Edward Stratton.
Here we are. Now, what can I get you?
Something large and preferably expensive.
I have upset you, haven't I? I did say I was sorry.
You did, several times. A large gin and tonic, please.
Don't worry about Janice. She just hates being beaten. She's the same at squash.
I know how she feels. What can I get you? Kate, wasn't it?
Oh, half of bitter, please. No, not that stuff. White wine, dry white wine.
I'll bring them over. There you go. Peace offering.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
So... Now we've been introduced, perhaps you'd satisfy our curiosity.
I'm sorry?
The little incident at the funeral.
Oh, you mean that woman? I only wish I could. Strange, wasn't it?
I'll say it was strange. She was off her rocker. Who's she to Edward Stratton, his mad old nanny?
Oh, she wasn't that old.
I honestly don't know. He didn't say a thing about it. Not that I've had much chance to talk to him. I came straight on to the auction.
You've really no idea what made her so upset?
Maybe he once bid against her at an auction.
I've never seen her before. All I know is some old chap died and Edward said he wanted to pay his last respects. He may have done a bit of gardening for her.
You work for Stratton, though?
Right, sir. Sort of general dog's body.
Must pay well if you can afford to lash out 250 quid for that lot.
Janice.
It's my only vice. I told you at the
auction.
Yes,
you collect old photos. I can think of cheaper vices with a lot more kicks.
Come on, where were you so keen if they're not worth that much?
I'm a dealer. I had a customer in mind. Besides, Kate badly wanted the cameras.
Janice!
I can't win. Well, here you are. One Taylor Hobson, perfect working order, so we're assured. Consolation prize.
No, I did... Don't take any notice of Janice.
She was hoping to take her mind off things. Just broken up with her boyfriend.
Janice, I will personally...
I insist. Besides, what would I do with two cameras?
Well, look, you must let me pay.
Not at all. But you can buy it the next round, if you like.
I must say, it's a bit off the way you've gone about my affairs in public.
Oh, I don't know. You obviously fancy him. I thought I'd let him know you were free.
You're incredible. I can do without your help. Thank you very much.
Well, at least you don't deny it. You might need that camera after all.
He's too pretty for me.
Just your type, I'd have thought.
I can't get over him being Stratton's secretary, though.
Why? How well do you know this Stratton?
Oh, not particularly. One has to make it one's business to know rich clients.
He's rich, too, is he?
Rich and powerful. The trouble is, most of his money comes from the wife's side of the family. She's a right cow.
You know her, too, do you?
We've met. I wouldn't want to get to know her well. A bit off more than he could chew there, right under her thumb.
So he's not that powerful?
He's a bit weak in some ways. You know, looks good, talks good. But there's something lacking. A weak link. I suppose that's why he's been on the back bench for 30 years.
As long as that? He doesn't look much over 50.
He is, though, nearer 60. He's been in the house since 51. One of those ex-army types who grabbed themselves a safe seat after the war and sat on it ever since. He could have really gone places, though. I mean, he had a good war, ended up a colonel at 28. Something high-powered in intelligence. Right connections, good marriage, at least in economic terms. But he's always been a bit far to the right.
How do you mean?
A bit extreme. On South Africa, mainly. A bit of an embarrassment. Never quite accepted the wind of change.
You don't skimp on the old research, do you? What else do you know about him?
You'd be surprised. Oh, what I'd like to know is why he bothered to attend the funeral of some drunken old gardener.
And sent a load of red roses with a card saying, what was it?
With love and sorrow. I'd forgotten that. Well, perhaps he's worried the green fly might come on a bit strong this year.
Oh, don't be so heartless.
And I wonder where the old lady fits in. Miss Devrux, as the man says.
Well, if you ever get round to asking him, take me along. I might get Stephen to show me how this camera works.
Hello. Yes, this is Kate Packard. Who's that? Oh, hello, Mr. Langham. No, that's all right. I should have been up anyway. Janice? No, she's not here. No, I haven't seen her since Thursday. We went to an auction. Oh. Well, I shouldn't worry. She does kind of... Oh, I see. Well, yes, of course. Are you at home? I'll come straight round.
Gallery phoned on Monday. She was supposed to be there for a meeting.
When did you last hear from her?
Friday. Her mother spoke to her on the phone. She was coming over for Sunday lunch. We were a bit worried when she didn't turn up and we couldn't get any answer from the flat. We thought perhaps she'd gone off somewhere and forgotten.
Have you been round to her flat?
We went round last night. But no, she wasn't there. And the neighbours haven't seen her for a few days.
Have you tried any of her other friends?
All those we know. Linda at the gallery said there was a man rang for her. Said he'd seen her on Friday night. He wanted her to ring him back. Man called Clayton. Do you know him? Dominic Clayton?
No. Have you been to the police?
Yes, we thought we'd better. But they've not had any reports on her. I mean, hospitals or anything. They took details, but I expect they get lots of missing persons.
Oh, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. You know what she's like.
Yes, but you can't help worrying. It's not like her to miss appointments.
I know. Well, I'll ask around. Someone must know where she's gone.
Will you have time? You must be very busy. You work for television, Janice said. As a researcher, was it?
Yes, but I'm freelance and I'm not doing anything at the moment. I've got plenty of time.
Oh.
I'll ask around. But I shouldn't worry about her. She's bound to turn up.
How's it going?
Not so bad. Needs to run a bit faster, I think.
Shall I let a bit more through?
Aye, could give it another turn. It's heavier than the original wheel. Needs a good rush.
Who's this?
I've seen that car around here before.
Hello. Does the Mr. Clayton live here?
I'm Dominic Clayton. What can I do for you?
Kate Packard. I phoned you about Janice.
Hasn't she turned up yet?
Yeah, I'm afraid not. I wanted to talk to you about it.
I see. Well, you'd better come inside. Sorry, Jack. Can you finish off by yourself?
All right, old then.
I've just had it restored. A bit more work than I bargained for.
It looks great. How long have you lived here?
Only a year or so. It was practically derelict when I moved in. This is the gallery.
Whew, my God.
Yes, it hits a lot of people like that. It's meant to shock.
You don't say.
Good, though, aren't they? Or don't you think so? Are you interested in photography?
Well, they're certainly very explicit.
I specialise in violence and eroticism.
In life or just photography?
I'm thinking of opening it to the public.
You'd need a double X certificate. Well, it's not the sort of place to take Granny and the kids on a wet Sunday. Did you take any of these yourself?
Some of the nudes. I tend to leave the violence to others more qualified.
I'm glad to hear it. Quite a range.
Everything from fascists to football fans. Blood and gore through the ages. Can I get you a drink?
Oh, no thanks. About Janice?
I had the police on. They got my number from the gallery. She came here on Friday with some glass negatives for me to look at. Stayed about an hour, had a large G&T and left. More than that, I cannot say. Except I don't know what the fuss is all about. She'll turn up.
Well, it's 4 days now. These glass negs.
She wanted me to print them up. 30 stuff. Mixed bag. Some very good studies of poverty and urban decay. Others not so good of Debs and upper-class twits in sports cars. And one or two excellent ones of street fighting somewhere or other. I think Vienna, 1934. The uniforms look like Heinwehr.
What?
Heinwehr. Austrian equivalent to the brown shirts, only worse.
The thing is, I was with Janice on Thursday and she bid for some pictures like that at an auction. Only they went to someone else.
Maybe she did a deal afterwards.
I don't think so, but I wonder. Do you think I could have a look at them? I mean, I'm just wondering if there's some connection.
Well, I've only printed up a dozen or so. Anyway, how do you mean a connection?
Well, Janice can be very obsessive at times. And she seemed very interested in these pictures. I mean, I wondered if she'd gone off on some wild goose chase.
Yes, well, she did say she'd try and find out a bit more about them. Who took them and all that. I was waiting to hear from her. We thought they might make an exhibition. Two faces of the 30s, that sort of thing.
An exhibition?
Yes, for the gallery. Affluence and poverty, you know. It would depend on how many she could get hold of and how good they were, and who the photographer was, lots of things. But we thought there was something there.
So you think she's definitely following this up?
Well, I wouldn't say definitely, but there was someone she had to see about them.
You don't know who?
No, I'm sorry, I don't. She was being a bit cagey, typical Janice, guarding her sources.
And this was on Friday night?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm a bit vague. What did she say? She had to wheedle some information out of someone, which she seemed quite confident she could. But then Janice always is.
Do you mind showing them to me? The ones she brought in?
Well, I'm not... Well, okay. They're in the darkroom. There's about 60 of them all together. These are the ones I've done so far.
And she didn't say where she got them from?
No, that's hardly surprising.
Well, how do you mean?
She's a dealer, I'm a collector. She'd be wetting her knickers in case I found out where they came from. In case I cut out the middleman. Or in her case, woman.
Oh, I see. Funny she was so interested in these. I mean, I can see they're good, but they're not works of art.
They are to some people. Besides, Janice had a passion for the 30s.
She did?
Didn't you know? How long have you known her?
We went to school together. She never talked to me about the 30s.
Well, she has to me.
How well do you know her? I mean, I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Not that well. Strictly business. It's about the only thing we agree on.
Really? And what do you disagree on?
Most things. Politics, mainly. Well, she's a bit of a true blue, is Janice, don't you think?
Well, I hadn't really. You're not, I take it.
No, I'm not. You find that surprising?
Well, this place isn't exactly a slum.
I put a lot of work into it. But I picked it up for next to nothing. It didn't even have a roof. It was just me and the rats for the first few months. And my lifestyle's hardly indulgent.
It wasn't your lifestyle I was thinking about. It was the photographs.
Just because I collect them, it doesn't mean I go in for it myself, you know.
Violence or sex?
I was talking about fascism, as a matter of fact. I can see you and Janice might have a lot in common. You said you might have an idea where she got these pictures from.
I'm not sure they're the same ones. I wish I knew what she was up to.
Is there anything I can do to help?
I thought you didn't like her.
I didn't say that. All right, put it down to business interest. I want to know where she got them from.
Well, we went to an auction, and there were some pictures and glass negatives like these. Someone else bought them.
Maybe she got them later, did a deal.
I don't think so. Well, she tried, you see, and he wasn't very interested. Besides, the more I look at them, the less certain I am. They're similar, but I'm not sure they're the same.
Well, maybe there were some more by the same bloke. Maybe she went back to the source.
How could she have done that?
She could have asked the auctioneer where they came from. They didn't just turn up by magic. Someone had to put them up for sale.
Hello? Mr. Saunders?
What can I do for you?
Oh, they sent me round from the auction rooms about some photos and camera gear you brought in last week.
Oh, not another.
I'm sorry?
What do you want to know about them?
Well, I wondered if you could tell me where you got them from, that's all.
I might, if you could tell me why the sudden interest.
Well, it's just that someone bought them at an auction and they want to know if there's any more around.
Aye, well, you're the second person who's asked me about them in the last few days and I'm beginning to think I missed out on something.
The second person? Well, who else? I'm sorry, but it's important. Was it a woman? A young woman about my age?
Came in Friday asking the same questions. Now, what's it all about then?
Blonde hair, about my height.
Why all the interest?
I told you I'd like to buy some more.
Aye, well, you've missed your chance, all of you. The man who owned them died over a week ago, and I cleared his place out. That was the lot. They buried him last Thursday. Name of Galen. Michael Galen.
Oh, as pretty as a picture. Has anyone ever told
you? I'll just turn the music down. I can't hear you.
You're the image of an angel from above.
No. What did you want? Pictures, you say?
We saw them at an auction.
I was just having a glass of sherry. Will you join me?
Sorry? Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh, that's fine, thanks. Mm. The dealer said you asked him to clear them out from the lodge.
Pictures, were they? Photographs? I don't know what he had down there. It was like a pigsty. What did you want them for?
Oh, thank you. Whoops!
Oh. Has it gone on your coat?
Oh, no, no, it's... Oh, it's all right.
Let me top it up.
No, no, really, that's all right. They belong to Mr. Galen, I believe.
What?
The photographs from the lodge.
I don't know what he had down there. Get rid of it all, I said. What do you want to talk about him for? Why is everybody asking me about him all of a sudden? He's dead, isn't he?
I'm sorry, Miss Devereux. I didn't mean to upset you.
I'm just fed up with people coming around here asking me a lot of questions about an old drunk.
Well, someone else has been asking about Mr. Galen.
Who? Oh, yes, and another young lady, a bit older than you. I didn't know what he had there. It was like a pigsty. Clear the lot out, I said. I told her. Years of rubbish. She'd live like a pig, an old pig.
This young lady, what was she like? About my age, blonde hair, green eyes, quite pretty.
Oh, I don't know what colour her eyes were. You don't notice the colour of people's eyes. She said she ran an art gallery. Collected old photographs. She said she'd bring them back. Take copies and bring them back. She gave me £20 for them. Is today Monday? She said she'd bring them back on Monday.
It's Wednesday, actually. You gave her some photographs. What were they like?
They were very valuable. I should never have let her have them. I was a mannequin, you know, in the 30s, just before the war. You might have heard of me, Yvette Devereux. No? No, you're too young.
So these pictures were all of you?
Oh, they were of lots of people. Friends of mine, the fashionable set. We were all the rage in those days.
Were there very many?
What? I don't know. There was a whole box full. She looked through them. Some of them hadn't even been developed. I haven't looked at them for years.
Did she say why she wanted them?
Some sort of exhibition, she said. About the 30s. I told her I'd like to see them properly framed after all these years. The ones of me, I mean. There's a lot of interest nowadays. She promised to bring them back. Are you a friend of hers?
Yes, but we haven't seen her. I'm trying to find her. Did she ask... Do you know who took them? The photographs, I mean.
What do you want to know for?
Well, I'm sorry, I was just wondering... If there were any more by the same person.
Oh, I never took any notice of photographers. There were so many. They were all taking my picture in those days. All the young men.
She was weird. And the house.
How do you mean?
Well, it was like Miss Havisham.
Wedding dress and all?
No, but the same sense of time halted. Life halted. It was like a shrine.
And you reckon these pictures came from her?
Well, I think so, don't you? Well, Janice had been there on Friday and taken some pictures away.
I printed them all up now. The last lot were all of slums in the East End, perhaps other places as well. They're really very good, good faces. If we could get more, there might be enough material for a book. The two faces of the 30s, or the two worlds of whoever he was. That's the problem, of course. Who took them? Who was
it? I'm more interested in what's happened to Janice.
Oh, she could be checking up on something. That kind of research takes time. Incidentally, I've checked all the reference books for this Galen bloke. Nothing. He certainly wasn't a professional photographer, whatever else he was.
Well, what about this woman, Yvette? She's really strange. If she was as famous as she makes out, there might be something about her and the people who took her picture.
I'll get on to that. And how about that bloke who bought the others at the auction? What was his name? Is it worth trying him?
Stephen Walters. I phoned Stratton's secretary at the House of Commons and left a message, but he hasn't phoned back. I don't know where else to reach him.
Stratton?
Edward Stratton, the MP. Stephen's his PA.
That's extraordinary.
Why? What do you mean? I thought I'd told you.
Did you know Janice had an affair with Stratton?
What?
About a year ago, you didn't.
Oh, no. Janice with Stratton.
Well, he's not that bad looking. And she's always had a thing about power and older men.
I don't believe it.
I'm surprised she didn't tell you.
A year ago? Well, she didn't say anything to me.
Apparently his wife started sniffing around. He got windy and gave her the push. Knowing Jan, it would have rankled. I'd have thought she'd tell you.
It seems there's an awful lot she hasn't told me.
I'm afraid it's a bit crowded here at lunchtime, but I couldn't think of anywhere else near the office.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sorry to drag you away from work. I'm clutching at straws, really. But you say she phoned you on Sunday.
She was on about these pictures I bought, offered me 400 for them. Then she spoke to someone in the background and upped it to 500. I said I still wasn't interested in selling, and that was that.
Did she say where she was speaking from?
No, I'm sorry. I got the impression it was... I mean, I think she was with some collector.
A collector? It wouldn't be a man called Clayton, Dominic Clayton.
Honestly, I couldn't say. I wasn't paying that much attention. I wish I had been.
And you're sure it was Sunday?
Oh, yes, it was God's hour on the box. This bloke, Clayton, who is he? I'm sure I've heard the name. It might have been his place.
I don't know him very well, but he's a collector. He's got a gallery and a converted watermill, full of weird pictures. The rise of fascism in the 30s, street fighting, football violence and sex. Kinky sex.
Charming. And he's a friend of Miss Lang?
Well, I don't really know about that, but they were hoping to do a book together. At least that's what Dominic says.
What sort of book?
Based on these photographs. The ones she tried to buy from you and some others she'd got hold of.
Others? What others?
From the woman who made the scene at the funeral. Remember? Janice was there on Friday and took some pictures away. Dominic's got them. I've been to see the old woman. She said Janice promised to bring them back on Monday after she'd had copies made.
You went to see her, but why?
I thought this might have been what Janice was working on. That she'd got stuck into something and gone off somewhere, following up some lead.
But what's this book going to be about?
Oh, it's some idea Dominic's got. The two faces of the 30s, he says. You know, affluence and poverty and a bit of violence. Good coffee table stuff.
That's appalling.
Well, a bit tasteless, perhaps.
I had no idea it had gone so far. A book.
What's the problem?
It's the publicity. It's bound to attract a lot of publicity.
Well, so what? I think that's the idea. He wants publicity for his precious gallery.
Does he know who took these?
No, but he's trying to find out. He thinks that's what Jan's up to. Do you?
Look, will you excuse me for a moment? I have to make a quick phone call. I'll be right back.
So, you didn't want them for yourself?
No, he asked me to bid for them because he didn't want any publicity. We thought we'd bought them all up, but if your friend has managed to find some more... He nearly had a fit when I told him about the book.
But why doesn't he want any publicity?
Oh, he'll tell you himself. That's why he wants to see you.
Ah, Miss Packard, how do you do? Good of you to come. Will you have some tea?
No, thank you.
I expect you're wondering what this is all about. Well, it's all rather embarrassing, but I'd better explain before it goes any further. You've been to see Yvette, Stephen says. That must have been an odd experience for you.
How do you mean? Forgive me, but I wasn't aware that you knew Miss Deborah.
Well, on the contrary, she's my sister-in-law, my wife's elder sister. She's been something of a problem for us, a bit unstable. I shouldn't take much notice of what she tells you.
Mr. Stratton, I really don't think your family concerns are any business of mine.
Well, I would tend to agree with you, but you appear to have made them your business.
I've been trying to trace a friend of mine who's been missing for some days now. Miss Devereux seems to have been one of the last people to see her.
Yes, yes, Stephen has told us about that. I'm sorry, but your friend appears to have taken some pictures from Yvette.
Miss Devereux gave them to her, sold them, as a matter of fact, to make copies.
Yes, well, whatever, she's an old lady, and as I say, not quite au fait with the world. The point is, she shouldn't have parted with them.
Why not?
Because the man who took them is dead, and I'm sure he would not have wanted anyone else to have them. That is why I asked Stephen to bid for the others at the auction. They should never have been for sale.
What's so special about them?
Well, nothing is special about them, Miss Packard. It's just that the man who took them was a very private man. It's not right that anyone else should have them. Certainly it's not at all right for them to be the subject of an exhibition or a book. It's just not on.
I'm sorry, but why not? I mean, who was he?
His name was Galen. Michael Galen.
He took the pictures? I thought he was a nutter.
Well, he wasn't always a nutter, as you put it, Miss Packard. He was injured during the war.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was engaged to my sister-in-law at the time.
To Yvette? I didn't know.
No, it's not something we want to spread around, not in the circumstances. It's something of a family tragedy.
How did it happen? How was he hurt?
It's a long story. He was a war photographer. He was covering a boat raid on the French coast, torpedo boats. They were attacking a convoy of barges, carrying ammunition to the Atlantic Wall. He got hit in the head and he never recovered.
I see. But if that's the case, what makes you so certain he wouldn't have wanted anyone to see these pictures? Well, I would have thought quite the opposite.
Look, I'll be perfectly frank with you, but I don't want it to go any further. To some extent, I feel responsible for what happened. I was in command of the unit he was with when he copped it. He should never have been allowed to go out with them. I organized it for him. I made a mistake. There's no excuses. I should never have agreed. But we were all pretty close in those days. We were based near Folkestone. Helen, that's my wife, though we weren't married then, she was on my staff. Yvette worked nearby at a naval hospital. She was a nurse, and she was engaged to Mike. She was to bring him over for the old weekend. Mike knew something of what I was doing. You see, I had a squadron of MTBs under my command. He persuaded me to allow him to take some pictures of a raid we were planning, an attack on those blasted barges. It all went wrong. He was badly disabled and he suffered brain damage. Yvette was shattered. She spent months in the sanatorium. When she came out, she was a different person. Well, you've seen her. She's been a virtual recluse for the last 30-odd years.
She didn't marry him?
No, but she looked after him. At first, I think she had some idea of nursing him back to health, but it didn't work. He lost his memory. He didn't know who he was. In the end, she came to hate him, I think. And she blamed me for it. Never forgave me. Hence the scene at the funeral.
I see.
Yes, I hope you do, Miss Packard, and you can understand why we don't want all this dragged out in some trendy picture book.
Well, I don't see why it should be. It's just the pictures Dominic is interested in.
But don't you see, he'd have to say what happened to Galen. It would all be dragged out. I was hoping you'd help us recover these pictures before it goes any further.
Edward, who is this?
Oh, Helen, I'm sorry, I didn't realise. My dear, may I introduce you? Miss Kate Packard, my wife, Helen.
What the hell have you been telling her?
My dear, I don't think...
You don't think, full stop.
Stephen, I think I'd better leave.
Yes, Miss Packard, you had. But not before you explain exactly what it is you're trying to do.
What do you mean, Mrs. Stratton?
I gather you've been making a pest of yourself, bothering my sister.
I wouldn't put it quite like that.
I haven't got much to say to you, Miss Packard. From what I heard, I gather my husband has said quite enough, as usual.
Helen, I wish you'd leave this to me.
Can't you see these people are just muckraking? Miss Packard is a television researcher.
Is that true, Stephen?
Yes.
Look, I do sometimes work for television, yes, but I'm not at the moment, all right? I'm simply trying to trace a friend of mine.
Well, you won't find her here, Miss Packard.
How do you know what I do, anyway?
Now listen, my husband is a member of Parliament. He is about to become a Privy Councillor. I will not have types like you digging for dirt, trying to wreck his career.
I don't think you quite understand, Mrs. Stratton. I'm not the slightest bit interested in your husband's political career, and I have no intention of digging for dirt, as you put it. Whatever dirt you feel there is to be found.
How dare you!
For heaven's sake, Helen!
If you don't mind, I leave you to calm down. You're obviously hysterical.
I'm sorry about that. She's a bit overwrought at the moment.
Overwrought? I think she's out of her mind. She'd have clawed my eyes out if Stratton hadn't stopped her.
All this has been a strain on them both. He still hasn't definitely been offered the job. It's all speculation. The slightest breath of scandal, I do hope you understand.
I'm afraid I don't. I'm completely bewildered by it all.
Well, to tell the truth, so am I. But I'd be grateful if you'd have a word with this Clayton fellow. Edward says he'll pay him for the photographs he's got. He could make a packet out of it.
So he says he'll pay you for them, to save any further embarrassment.
I'll bet. Well, it's not on.
Why not?
For a start, they're not mine to sell. They belong to Janice.
Well, technically, they belong to Yvette. I think if they wanted to, they could stop you using them.
Not without going to court, they couldn't. And somehow I don't think they'd do that. Why do you think they're so keen to get them back?
I told you, they don't want to stir up any interest in this Galen bloke.
I wonder if it's all it is.
How do you mean?
I've been doing some research on old Stratton. He wrote a book, you know, called The Dancing Faun, about the war and how he practically won it single-handed. Here. There's quite a bit about this place in Folkestone. Do you know what he was doing there?
Well, he said he was in charge of some motor torpedo boats.
Oh, yes. Well, perhaps he was, but that's not what he was really doing. He belonged to an outfit called the London Controlling Section. It was so secret, no one knew about it until about 10 years after the war.
Well, he did say it was hush-hush.
Right. It was set up by Churchill personally to confuse the Germans about Allied plans to invade Europe. Stratton's lot had to kid them. We were planning to invade across the Straits of Dover and not Normandy. MTBs were just one thing. There were commando raids, French resistance activity, air attacks on the coastline opposite Folkestone and Dover. All so as the Germans would build up their defences in the wrong place. They had this symbol, the Dancing Faun, one of those Greco-Roman gods. The spirit of mischief and intrigue in dark and tangled forests, to quote from Stratton's book.
He had it on his desk.
What?
A little statue. I noticed it. I thought it was Pan.
Yes. Well, it's intriguing, all right. I can't see Stratton being daft enough to let some bloody war photographer muscle in an operation like that.
Well, maybe that's why he wants to keep it quiet.
That's not the reason.
Well, why do you say that? What is the reason, then?
I don't know. But it's something to do with these pictures he wants so badly.
Well, maybe they're worth more than we think. Maybe this Galen was famous.
I'd have heard of him if he was. No, Galen wasn't famous. And unless I'm very much mistaken, he didn't take these pictures. I can't find any reference to a man of that name in any of the archives. He certainly wasn't an accredited war correspondent.
But if he didn't take them, who did?
Ah, I'm coming to that. I've checked with this cuttings library on Yvette Devereux. There was tons of stuff on her, mainly from the gossip columns just before the war. She was one of five children of a man called Samuel Devereux, a millionaire, known as the Diamond King. He was head of a firm called Devereux Consolidated Mining. She caused quite a stir, did Yvette? She was a photographic model, not quite as acceptable then as it is now. And one of the men who photographed her was a guy called Stratton, Jonathan Aubrey Stratton, Edward's big brother.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. I've sent for some pictures of him. He was quite a name in his day. Society photographer. Worked for Tatler, Vogue, Harper's Bazaar. But during the war, he changed tack. Got himself accredited as a war photographer. He was wounded in Italy in the Anzio campaign of 43. Broke both his legs doing something heroic. Came back to England to recuperate and died in an air raid.
So?
So I reckon some, if not all, of these pictures were taken by him. If the Angry 30s stuff is his too, it's quite a find.
Why?
Because it shows a completely different aspect of his work.
Oh, well, frankly, I couldn't care less. It doesn't get us any nearer finding Janice.
I'm sure this is what she was working on. I've got a feeling about it. You said yourself she was obsessed with it. She's gone off somewhere. She's up to something. I know, Janice.
Do you?
How do you mean?
Dominic, are you sure you didn't see Janice after Friday night?
What do you mean, am I sure? Of course I'm sure.
She didn't make a phone call from here on Sunday evening.
What are you talking about? She wasn't here on Sunday. What phone call?
Oh, never mind. I can't think straight.
Well, I can. She's onto something and she's disappeared somewhere to check it out. Something to do with these pictures, or maybe it's Stratton. She's got a thing about him.
I can't think why.
It's funny, he's been out in the cold all these years and suddenly they want him in the government. He's a right fascist, too. You should hear him on South Africa.
I think you're the one who's obsessed.
Well, he's an interesting bloke. He seemed to be going places during the war and nothing happened. He didn't really make it.
Well, he's about to join the government. Isn't that making it?
It should have happened earlier. He's been in Parliament since 51. It's always been unfulfilled promise with him. He's left it too late.
Well, his wife doesn't seem to think so.
Well, maybe. It's his wife who made him, at least her money. She split the family fortune with her two brothers. They still run the family business in South Africa. None of it went to Yvette, incidentally.
How come she didn't get any?
Oh, the old man had a fit when she went into modelling. Cut her off without a penny. Died a year later.
Do you really think Janice has got herself mixed up with the Strattons?
I reckon. She was going to go away with him, you know. At least she thought she was. He was going to give everything up. But he chickened out.
I can't imagine why she didn't tell me.
Too hurt, I suppose. She'll do anything to get even.
Janice? But she's not like that.
No? Well, we'll see.
So, where do we go from here?
I think another trip to the old bird is called for.
But she said she'd let me have them back. I should never have let her take them away. You can't trust anybody these days.
You'll have them back by the end of the week, I promise you. We're just having copies made.
Miss Deborah, when my friend borrowed these pictures, did she ask you about the man who took them?
She asked me lots of questions. I can't remember. What do you mean? What do you want copies for?
But did you send her anywhere? I mean, we're trying to trace her. She hasn't been seen since last Friday. Did you tell her anything about the pictures that could have taken her off somewhere?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Something you might have told her. Try to remember. She might have gone to see someone.
The man who took the pictures, it was Jonathan Stratton, wasn't it?
No, I don't remember. Why do you keep pestering me? I don't want you here. I demand that you return my photographs.
Miss Deborah, we don't mean you any harm.
You do. You want to get me into trouble.
How do you mean? What trouble can we get you into?
Oh, what the hell are you doing here? I told them to go away, Helen. They don't take any notice of me. I told them to give me my pictures back.
Mrs. Stratton, we only came here because we knew Janice had been here.
Now you've been told to go. You're obviously upsetting my sister. I told them, like you said. They say they're going to make copies. Just what are you trying to prove, Miss Packard?
Mrs. Stratton, I'm Dominic Clayton. I'm very interested in these pictures of your sisters. I believe they were taken by Jonathan Stratton.
What's it got to do with you, who they were taken by? They don't belong to you. How dare you have copies made? How dare you interfere in the affairs of my family? Jonathan has been dead since 1944.
But he took these in the 30s. They're very interesting. I think they should be shown.
It is immaterial what you think. Those pictures belong to my sister, and she has asked you to return them.
They were lent to my friend.
Oh, but I didn't. And now we want them back. I thought I'd made it perfectly clear we don't want any publicity.
What are you so worried about? These photographs were taken years before the war. What harm can they do?
That is no business of yours. We don't want them published, and I don't have to give you any explanation.
But the work of Jonathan Stratton could be of enormous interest. It can't be repressed like that just because of an individual whim. There could be a great revival of interest in his work, and in him.
Now, you listen to me. Those pictures are not your property, and I wouldn't try to use them if I were you.
Miss Deborah.
Oh, no, please don't try to intimidate my sister.
If anyone's trying to intimidate her, it's not us.
What are you suggesting?
Never mind.
Mrs. Stratton, honestly, we're not trying to cause any trouble. But Janice was here, and she does seem to have been interested in these photographs.
Well, she is not here now, and those photographs are to be returned. Now, out.
Well, that didn't get us very far.
They're hiding something.
I know. But does it have anything to do with Janice?
Let's go down to the pub, the village boozer, see what the gossip is. They must know something about the old lady.
Well, she wasn't one for socialising much. I mean, you never see her in here knocking it back with the lads.
Well, I expect not.
But like the old boy.
You mean Galen? Yeah, I was going to ask you about him.
You've heard about old Mickey, have you? You're not from round here, though.
No, well, I don't live too far away. Someone told me he'd just died.
Yes, we missed him in a way. He was a bit soft in the head, you know. He just sat there in the corner, smiling away to himself, drinking cider. The occasional scotch when somebody treated him. The old bird didn't give him much pocket money. Funny, we were just saying the other night, wonder how she's getting on without him.
What sort of relationship did they have?
Well, I've only been here for 3 years, but apparently they came to the village just after the war. And they lived in the big house together, like man and wife, I mean, or brother and sister, no one seems to know. She wouldn't talk and he couldn't. They said it was war wounds. I mean, there were stories that they were wartime sweethearts, you know, and he got it in the head. He had a bad limp, too. But all the time I've been there, he lived in the lodge, by himself, like a pigsty it was, by all accounts. Why the interest, by the way, if you don't mind my asking?
No, not at all. He had some pictures that were sold in an auction after he died. Photographs. I was hoping to get some more.
Valuable, were they?
Well, not that much. But I'm interested in old photographs. I'm a collector.
Oh, well, this might interest you. Not that it's so old, a year or so back, when the darts team won the league and they were messing about taking pictures in the bar. That's Mike, in the corner. Same as usual. He got a few free scotches that night.
Can I have a closer look?
Yes, well, mine is dusty.
So, this is Mike Galen.
That's him. Still smiling. They didn't have to say cheese. Drive you mad sometimes.
Look, do you mind if I borrow this? Just to make a copy. I'll bring it back.
More wine?
Oh, no thanks. I'm all right.
Come on, there's half a bottle left. You don't want me to finish it all myself. I'm supposed to be cheering you up.
Okay, thanks. Sorry I've been a bit quiet. It was nice of you to ring. I needed to get out.
I thought you'd have had some news by now.
I know, it's getting on for a week.
People do sometimes disappear like that, you know? Loss of memory, that sort of thing.
No, not Janice.
I'm sorry, I keep trying to think of something cheerful to say.
Tell me about the Strattons. How long have you known them?
Edward and my father were old friends. The Strattons more or less adopted me when I came over here.
What made you leave South Africa?
There wasn't much to keep me there once my father died. And I'm not too keen on the system.
Apartheid?
That, among other things.
I thought Stratton was a big fan of the South Africans. I thought he supported apartheid.
No, he's just had a bad press. He's a lot more liberal than some people seem to think.
Do you like living in England?
In a way. I like the work. I haven't made a lot of friends, though.
That's strange.
Why do you say that?
Well, I'd have thought you would, that's all. Don't the Strattons have a busy social life?
I only work for him. I don't socialise with him. There's a bit of a generation gap, too, or hadn't you noticed?
You're very loyal, though.
Am I? I suppose I am. It's my old-fashioned colonial upbringing. I even stand up when a lady enters the room. Isn't it quaint? I am not that loyal, though. Not so loyal I'd overlook any irregularity.
Like?
Well, if you do unearth something, some old scandal, I'd like to know about it.
But you don't expect me to?
No. But it would give me a good excuse to ask you out again.
What makes you think you need an excuse? Hello? Oh, hello, Dominic. No, that's all right. I just got in. I'm sorry. Slow down. I don't understand. A picture of who? Jonathan Stratton. Well, where did you get that from? Oh, I see, I see. But how can you be sure? Really? What now? Okay, but it'll take me about an hour. Who's that? Oh, no. Oh, God, no. 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 No.
Body was caught up in the mill wheel, sir. The girl says she saw it in the car headlights.
The girl?
Yeah. Over there, in the patrol car.
How do you feel?
I'm all right. A bit shaky, that's all.
Was he a friend of yours?
No, not really. More a friend of a friend.
You just arrived, I take it. Bit late for a visit.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Detective Inspector Preble.
Oh, well, he phoned me up. He wanted to discuss something we were working on together. I saw him when I turned off the drive. At least I couldn't make out what it was at first.
I thought it was a bundle of rags. And then I saw his face.
Was it very important?
What?
What you were working on. Was it important to make you drive out here this late?
He just developed some prints. I wanted to see them.
Did he sound normal?
How do you mean?
Well, not worried, depressed.
No, not at all. You don't think he killed himself? Oh, God, there must be easier ways.
Oh, I don't think anything yet. But if it was suicide, he probably didn't mean to get himself mangled up in that wheel. Just to drown himself. No, it's not that uncommon.
What are you talking about?
Drowning as a way of taking one's life. Compared to, say, self-immolation. Drilling a hole in your head with a blackened
dagger. I hardly think it's a joking matter.
Oh, I wasn't joking, as a matter of fact. No, we've had them all. You'd be surprised the ones we get. Yes, yeah, suicides are something of a speciality with me. Though, personally, I'm an adherent of the Dorothy Parker philosophy. You might as well live. You are familiar with the works of Miss Parker.
Could we stick with Mr. Clayton for the time being?
Yes, why not? Well, if he didn't jump, was he pushed? Or did he slip? Did he go for a swim, perhaps, a midnight dip?
What are they doing?
Who? Oh, the lads. Dragging the river. Don't expect they'll find anything, but you never know. That makes a change from backing up bailiffs, picking up bribes from pushers of hard pornography, you know, that sort of thing.
What are you talking about?
Well, you must watch television, Miss Packard, is it? That's the way the media portray us, isn't it? What do you do for a living, by the way, besides helping the late Mr. Clayton?
I'm a television researcher.
Oh. Yeah.
What do they expect to find?
Who? Oh, them. Well, he might have been hit on the head, I suppose, and whoever hit him might have thrown the weapon in the river. We're eternal optimists in the police force, Miss Packard. Or pessimists, whichever way you look at it.
Are there many like you in the CID? You are the CID, I take it.
Serious Crime Squad.
Serious?
Yes, I was just passing when I heard the sirens. Those pictures you wanted to look
at. Sir, we found something.
Stay here.
It's another body. A woman.
I'm very sorry. Are you all right now?
It was just seeing her like that.
I told you to stay in the car.
How did she die?
We don't know yet. There'll have to be an autopsy, but she didn't slip and she didn't take a swim. Her body was weighted down with stones.
With what?
Large, heavy stones, and she'd been stabbed in the back of the neck.
Oh, no.
Repeatedly, in the neck
no.
and shoulder.
No.
It wasn't a neat professional job. Oh, come on. You'll be all right. Put your head down. I'll get you a drink.
Yeah, keep your head down. So she's been reported missing, has she?
What?
It's a missing person. Oh, here we are. What exotic taste the man had. Tequila, kirsch, no good, isn't brandy. Right.
I take deep breaths. Yeah.
Thank you.
Was she married?
No. Mm. Oh, God, her parents.
Yes, we'll send somebody around. You know their address?
Yes. Was it Dominic? Is that what you think? And then he killed himself.
I told you, I don't think anything yet, but it's a theory.
But what do you think? Or aren't I allowed to know?
Oh, I'm a mere inspector. Doesn't matter what I think. The super's on his way. No doubt he'll have a few theories.
The who?
The super, Detective Chief Superintendent. He wants to ask you a few questions, I'm afraid.
Oh, God. Can I have some more brandy?
Oh, am I depressing you? I depress the super. There you are.
Thanks.
Bit of a weird old drum, this. Those pictures give you nightmares. Does he call that art? I mean, did he? What were these photographs like? Stuff like this?
What?
The photos he wanted you to look at.
I'd forgotten about them. They'll be in the dark room.
Oh, let's have a look. Do you know the way?
Yes, it's through here.
What are we looking for?
Blow-ups. Some of an old man in his 60s in a pub. The others are of a young man taken during the war. They should be hanging up.
Did you do photography? I went to evening class once. I did three subjects. Photography, Spanish and power politics in the 20th century. I wanted to broaden my social life. Then I became a policeman.
There were some others. He had two dozens of them.
Perhaps he put them somewhere else.
He said he'd just blown them up.
Yes, I got bored after the first week. Didn't have a car. I had to use the bus. Couldn't pick anybody up without a car. Well, you couldn't offer them a lift home, you see. Kept going to Spanish for a while, but you have to live there, really, to learn the language.
Why should he move them?
What were these photos, Miss Packard? Are they worth much?
I don't know. Janice thought they might be. It was what she was working on when she disappeared, researching into who took them.
All right, let's have a look in the cupboards. Do you know what researcher is in Spanish? Investigador. Sounds much more interesting, don't you think? If you worked for Spanish TV, Miss Packard, you'd be an investigadora. What exactly are we looking for? Nudes, are they? Pornography? Hello? I've got some blood on my hands.
What will happen now?
I'll have to have it analysed, see if it's his.
And if it is?
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions first?
Go ahead.
These photographs, what exactly was their significance? And what did Mr. Clayton want to discuss with you so late at night?
Come in. I'm afraid I'm not at my best.
Kate, I'm so sorry.
So am I.
Are you all right?
Yes.
I'd been phoning for hours before you answered.
I was asleep. The doctor gave me something. The police doctor. I've slept through the day.
I bought a paper. There's not much. Police are investigating the deaths of a man and woman found in an old mill. That's all. They don't even give the names.
They won't have told her parents yet. Let's see.
Perhaps there'll be more in the morning papers. What did the police say to you?
Oh, nothing much.
But what made you go there at that time of night?
He wanted me to look at some photographs.
Not again.
But these weren't the same ones. One was of an old man in a bar taken quite recently. The other was of a much younger man during the war.
So what was so special about them you had to go out in the middle of the night?
The old man was Mike Galen. The other was Stratton's brother, Jonathan, the one who died. Except they were the same.
What do you mean the same?
Jonathan Stratton and Mike Galen, they were the same man.
But Jonathan died during the war.
Missing, presumed killed, that's the term, I think. They thought he died during an air raid on London, but he didn't. In 1944, he was in England, in Kent, with his brother. He'd been wounded in Italy, he broke both legs and was recuperating. He'd been very depressed, Edward said.
Edward said? He told you this?
No, he told the police at the time. It was in the papers. One day he left to visit friends in London and it was the last anyone ever saw of him. The police made a few inquiries, then they dropped it. They presumed he'd been killed in an air raid. It happened. Some bodies were never found.
How do you know all this?
But Dominic told me. He'd seen the cuttings.
And you're telling me he and Mike Galen were the same man?
Well, that's what Dominic thought.
But how could he tell from just the two photographs?
Well, he did a lot of blow-ups, every feature. He reckoned they were the same.
Have you seen these pictures?
No, they're gone.
What do you mean?
They disappeared between him talking to me on the phone and the time I arrived.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that someone took them.
Do the police think that?
I don't know. We haven't exactly discussed it.
But if you believe that, shouldn't you tell them?
I'm not sure what to think. I wanted to talk to you first.
So what you're saying is that for 30 years, Edward has pretended his own brother is dead, right? Can't be true.
There's one way of finding out.
How?
They could open up the grave, the police. They could dig up Galen's body.
You're not serious. What would that prove?
You'd be able to tell. From medical records, that sort of thing. From the legs, even. He was wounded, Dominic said, both legs broken. Well, if Galen's the same, do you see? And the landlord in the village pub, he said Galen had a limp.
Are they going to do that, the police?
I haven't suggested it to them yet.
I think we should talk to him first, before you do anything rash.
What, to Stratton?
We should put it to him straight, see what he has to say. I'd hate to cause that much trouble if there's some simple explanation.
Edward's still not back, but I'm damned if I want him bothered by this.
I know, Helen, I am sorry. Thank you for seeing us. Anyway, but the thing is, there's a bit of a puzzle.
Rather more than a puzzle, I'd have thought. It seems to me you're trying to hide something.
What on earth is the girl talking about?
Kate thinks Galen was Edward's brother.
He was, wasn't he? Mike Galen was Jonathan Stratton.
Helen, I really think an explanation might clear the air and Edward needn't be bothered.
It has damn all to do with you, Miss Packard. But if you must know, yes, all right, he was.
But why? Why did he have to change his name? And for all those years, why such a big secret?
It was his idea to go on that raid. It was his fault he got himself shot up, no one else's. He'd been on and on at Edward to let him go. He wanted some good pictures, he said. He was bored. He was always bored. So Edward fixed it up for him. He told the Navy people that Jonathan was from the section and he had to take some pictures. Galen was the code name he gave him. Oh, it was all very stupid. But it would have been extremely difficult for Edward if they'd known that he'd fixed up a trip like that for his own brother. Not that anyone would have known if they hadn't run into trouble. Yvette was on duty at the hospital when they brought the casualties in. Jonathan was one of them.
I see.
She came round to see Edward, swearing he'd killed him, murdered him, she said.
But she didn't tell the hospital who he really was.
No, she was hysterical. I had to give her something to calm her down. Then Edward and I went back to the hospital. They didn't think he'd last a night, let alone 30-odd years.
But didn't they ask who he was? For the next of kin and all that? I mean, wasn't it obvious he wasn't one of the crew?
It was a question of security. Edward's work, we pulled rank.
I don't know how you could do it. His own brother.
We thought he was going to die. What difference would it make? Edward could have been court-martialed.
But he didn't die.
Nope. It just dragged on and on.
But what about his parents, his friends? How did you explain what had happened to him? Well, you couldn't just wipe him off the face of the earth.
Ah, but we did, you see. Both his parents had died before the war. Oh, for God's sake, there was no great conspiracy, no plan. It just happened. People started asking questions. We had to invent things. We said Jonathan had gone away, gone to London. We really believed that he was going to die. I don't know who suggested the air raid. In the end, it just seemed more convenient.
And all this time, Jonathan was in this hospital.
He was in a nursing home by then. That is, Galen was.
What about Yvette?
Yvette was a wreck. I told her to keep her mouth shut. I'd look after everything. I always did. No one ever felt sorry for me. She took a long time to get over it. Never has, really.
And Jonathan? Well, didn't he know who he was?
He was in a coma for weeks. When he came out of it, he didn't know anything very much.
But didn't anyone ever ask about him? I mean, this Galen, the hospital, the military authorities.
Edward was the military authorities. We just blocked everything, plugged the security angle. We were coming up to D-Day. It was chaos. We genuinely thought that he was going to die. And Edward's work was so important. There was a war to be won. Oh, you can smile. You don't know. You weren't there. It would have been such a waste to throw all that away.
What? The war or your husband's career?
Kate, that's not fair.
Didn't you care about Jonathan?
Well, of course we cared. My God, Edward was heartbroken. But there was a war on. Can't you understand that? It was the most vital time. And what difference did it make to Jonathan? He was past caring. It was us who suffered. And no one would have been any the wiser if it hadn't been for those damned pictures.
And Janice? What about Janice?
Who?
Yes, who? My friend, Janice. Janice Langham, and Dominic for that matter.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I don't understand.
You do know they're both dead.
You can hardly blame us for that. Good God, Stephen, what does she mean?
They found out about this, and somebody killed them.
You must be mad. You're obsessed. It seems perfectly clear to me that this man, Clayton, stabbed the woman and then drowned himself in his own bloody mill pond. Well, perhaps he knew the police were on to him. Well, really, Stephen, what is this?
Helen, I think you've been very frank with us. I'm sorry to put you through all this.
Miss Packard, is there really any point in ruining my husband's career for what amounts to a very old skeleton in the family cupboard? After so many years, does it really matter anymore?
What do you think? I mean, she's got a point. I may be a bit biased, but I think she's been quite frank with us. And what's the point of hurting someone for something that happened so many years ago? It'll just give his enemies something to bite on.
The point is, Stephen, that they killed Janice. And Dominic, too.
Oh, Kate.
Stratton and her. One or both of them, or maybe they got someone else to do it, I don't know. She told us, Steve. She was putting on an act. All that frankness, it was just an act. But she slipped up. There was nothing in the papers about how they died. The police deliberately kept it back. The papers just said they were investigating the deaths of two people found in an old mill. They didn't say how they died.
What are you getting at?
She said that Dominic had drowned himself. Stabbed the woman and drowned himself in his own mill pond. Well, how could she have known? But do you see what I mean? Steve, I'm sorry, but we've got to go to the police. Steve, what are you doing? Where are we going?
We're going back to the house.
Why? Steve! Steve!
Well, here we are then. I don't suppose you believe me, but I am sorry about all this. Though you've only yourself to blame, you know. How do you feel? Silly question, I'll start again. I've brought you something to eat. Here, you might as well, you know. And a bottle of wine I thought we might share.
Oh, you did you?
Don't be so aggressive, Miss Packard. If you did but know it, I'm quite anxious for your welfare. All this has nothing to do with me, I assure you.
I'm in your house, locked in your cellar. Who does it have to do with?
Come and have something to eat and drink. Let me just tell you this. It's important you agree to cooperate, or we're all in trouble.
Cooperate? Cooperate with who?
Here. It's a good wine. None of that South African stuff my wife foists upon us. Drink. Relax.
Relax?
It's difficult, I suppose, in the circumstances. But you made yourself rather disagreeable to all the wrong people.
Who are you talking about? Your wife? You? If it has nothing to do with you, why don't you do something about it?
My wife's family has always called the tune, I'm afraid. I'm as much a prisoner as you are.
The Diamond people? The South Africans?
De Vreux. Very old name, you know. Huguenot. Fled France during the reign of Louis XIV and settled in the Cape. More African than the Bantu, as they say frequently.
Well, you're saying that these people are responsible for what happened and for keeping me here.
I'm saying nothing, my dear. Lips sealed, mum and all that. I'm simply trying to make you realize what you're up against. Do what you're told, like I do. That's the thing. So eat, drink, and if you can't be merry, keep your strength up.
How did you get caught up in all this? Have they some sort of hold over you, these people? Who are these people, anyway? It's something to do with South Africa, isn't it? The government, or your wife's family.
Have you ever heard of the Bont, Miss Packard? The Brotherhood? Yes, the South African Mafia, it's been called. My wife's family are almost founder members. Only one thing matters to them. The survival of the species. The Afrikaner in all his glory.
So? Do you have to do what they tell you? You're supposed to be an important man. Don't you have any independence?
I'm whatever they care to make me. I gave up any aspirations to independence a long time ago.
I can believe that.
Can you, Miss Packard? When were you born? Or is that a rude question? 48? 49?
I must be looking my age. It's this cellar.
At any rate, you missed the war by a good few years. I only wish I had. Or do I? Funny how that little fellow has stayed with us all these years. The dancing fawn, Miss Packard. That well-endowed little chap who sits on my desk. The spirit of intrigue and mischief, weaving his magic and deceits.
I think you've had too much of another kind of spirit.
Oh, don't be cynical, Miss Packard. It's such a pose with the young, isn't it, nowadays? Like the boredom. You're supposed to wait until you're old. We weren't cynical at your age or bored. We didn't have the time. You know why Yvette blamed me all those years? Not because of what happened to Jonathan, at least not just that. It was because we were lovers. Can you believe that, Miss Packard? While he was off in Italy playing soldiers with his cameras.
You and Yvette?
It is astounding. Yes, me and Yvette. Well, she has never forgiven me for it. A terrible thing, guilt, as they say. Not that she had much to feel guilty about. She dropped me as soon as he came back. You're not drinking your wine, may I?
Help yourself.
Well, I mean, Jonathan Stratton, he was somebody. A celebrity. He treated her like dirt, that's the funny thing, like dirt. And she adored him. I couldn't quite come to terms with that. Because our relationship was the one piece of magic. Yes, magic. In all those years. I suppose I was a diversion for her. Something to pass the time away till he came back.
You sent him out deliberately, didn't you? You knew it was going to be bad. You didn't want him to come back.
Is that what you think, really? That's what Helen thought. Still thinks, probably. You ask me what hold they've got. Guilt. My God, that's a weapon, all right. Since that day, I've done whatever Helen has asked of me. But I didn't want him dead. I didn't want him dead. But it was worse, wasn't it?
Helen wants to see you.
Then I suppose I'd better go, hadn't I?
I suppose he drank most of that.
He's pathetic.
He may be pathetic, but he's going to be in the government. One assumes he will know where his loyalties lie. And if he doesn't, Helen will remind him.
Helen? Or you? Who do you work for, Stephen? Not for him.
No, not for him.
For the South African government, boss?
It's not called that anymore. Don't you read the papers?
That's what Janice said. I must start. I do know some things, though. I know about the Devereux family, and I know about the Bont. Is it them you work for?
You know far more than is good for you, and he talks too much. What else did he tell you?
Why did you have to kill Janice? Look at me.
Calm down, Kate.
I don't feel calm. I trusted you. You killed her, didn't you?
It was an accident.
My God, an accident.
Anyway, it wasn't me. It was Helen. She panicked.
Panicked? What do you mean, panicked?
Janice had been to see Yvette. She knew who Galen was, or guessed. And then she came rushing round to Helen. The first thing I knew about it was when Helen rang me. She'd stabbed her with a paper knife. While she was sitting there talking, she just picked it up and stuck it in the back of her neck. She panicked.
She's mad. You do know that. She and her sister, they're both mad. She stabbed her over and over again. She must have been in a frenzy.
Helen's been waiting years for this, to be of service to her people. She's an Afrikaner. She's been trying to get that husband of hers in a position where he could do some good. She couldn't see all that thrown away.
Did she know her husband had had an affair with Janice?
Did he? I didn't know that. Well, maybe she did. She saw Janice as a threat, that's for sure.
But it all happened so long ago. You could have hushed it up. Who was going to care? What does it matter?
That he kept his own brother hidden for 35 years? Pretended he was dead? Can you see what the papers would have made of that? Particularly if they'd got to Yvette. It would have finished him in politics. And that's all that matters.
You're as mad as they are. You used me, didn't you, to find out how much Dominic knew. Did you kill him, or was that another accident?
It just got complicated. We had to get those pictures back, and it seemed a convenient place to dump the body. We'd have tipped the police off. He'd have got the blame. That was the plan. We didn't mean to kill him. He just walked in on it.
Like me. Am I to be the next accident? Look at me. Stop turning away.
For God's sake, calm down.
For God's sake, why should I? I'm another complication, aren't I? A crowd of butchers, bungling butchers. So how are you going to bungle my death?
I did all I could to keep you out of this. I took risks I'd never dreamed of taking. But you wouldn't give up, would you?
What risks? What's in it for you, anyway?
I told you, Kate. I'm just an old-fashioned colonial. I have a very strong sense of duty. I'm sorry.
Problema?
Geen. Alles is recht.
You'll have to hold her.
Keep away from me.
It's just something to calm you down.
You'll calm her down, all right. Hold her arm.
How are you going to explain this one, Stephen? I'm a junkie, yes, and I took an overdose.
Will you get hold of her?
Keep away, or you'll get this in your face.
Who the hell brought that bottle in here?
Need you ask?
The bloody fool.
What's happening down there?
Nothing. Stay away.
Put that down, Kate.
Don't think I'd come here without telling anyone, do you? The police know I'm here.
She's bluffing. Get behind her.
Helen! Helen!
Edward, I told you to go.
There's a police car outside.
Stephen, get hold of the police.
Right. I think that's known as running into the arms of the law.
Oh, thank God it's you.
Miss Packard, you overwhelm me.
I'm sorry, I took a few chances.
Yes, you did, didn't you?
Well, I told them you knew where I was. How did you know where I was, by the way?
We didn't. We wanted to talk to Stephen Walters, that's all. The autopsy on Janice Langham showed she'd been dead for more than a week.
So?
Walters said she'd phoned him on Sunday, remember? Well, she'd have been dead 2 days by then. Obviously, he wanted to throw suspicion on Clayton, but he was a bit too clever for his own good.
What will happen to them?
Oh, they'll be charged murder, conspiracy to murder, abduction, combination of all three. I don't know, it's up to the DPP. If present standards are anything to go by, they get off with a suspended sentence. There'll be a lot of publicity, though. You'll be the star witness. Make a fortune off the Sundays.
I don't want to think about it.
Very wise. Can I offer you a lift home?
Can I go home?
Of course. There'll be somebody keeping an eye on you for a while. Not me, worse luck.
I don't want to go home just yet.
Ah.
There's a church I'd like to visit, not far from here. Do you mind?
Church? Are you a religious person? Prayers for deliverance and all that? Most people find a small donation to the Police Orphans and Widows Fund in order.
I just wanted to look at a graveyard, that's all. And some murals by the Bloomsbury Group.
Oh, I know the one. How interesting. I've been there myself. There's a stream near there, you know, where Virginia Woolf drowned herself. Yeah. Walked in with a load of stones in the pocket of a long woolly cardigan. Suicides are something of a speciality with me. Did I tell you?
The Dancing Faun was written by Paul Bryars. The part of Kate was played by Alison Steadman. Edward Stratton, Peter Howell, Helen Stratton, Anne Furbank, Steve, Paul Hertzberg, and Dominic, David McAllister. Janice was played by Jane Knowles, Yvette, Pauline Letts, and Preble, Geoffrey Matthews. With Cyril Shapps, John Webb, and Alan Dudley. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.